USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
That's crazy. That's just pure crazy for people to be paid that much for a gallon of gas.
That man saying what many of us are thinking as the AAA national average for the price of regular was up another 2 cents Thursday to $4.58 a gallon. Kansas has the lowest statewide average at $4.04 a gallon. In California, the pain won't stop. The statewide average is now up to $6.06 a gallon. Senators are calling on the FDA to address the nationwide baby formula shortage. Democrat Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Republican John Hoeven of North Dakota sending a letter to the FDA commissioner Thursday. They asked him to provide a detailed timeline of the agency's inspection of Abbott Laboratories in Michigan, as well as the most recent effort made to increase formula supply. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Biden met with the leaders of Finland and Sweden on Thursday. They both have submitted applications to join NATO and are hoping for a swift approval process. However, Turkey's president said his country will reject their applications. All members of the alliance have to approve new entries. President Biden says the two countries meet the requirements set by NATO and that the U.S. supports their admittance.
Two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board.
The Senate passed a nearly $40 billion military and economic aid package to help Ukraine as Russia's unprovoked invasion continues. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk and brings America's commitment to almost $54 billion in aid to Ukraine. The accused Buffalo supermarket shooter is being held without bail. That's after he appeared in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Pro-abortion extremists have reportedly threatened to burn down the Supreme Court and murder justices, according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. The memo obtained by Axios reveals that law enforcement officials are investigating such threats and others, including some that target churches. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin says peaceful protesting is fine, but anything else is out of line.
The reality is, as we head into this final decision, we in Virginia are preparing to make sure that, yes, people are allowed to exercise their First Amendment right. I actually uphold the Constitution on the day that I was sworn in, so help me God, and we will protect people's rights to exercise their First Amendment rights. But we will not allow violence. We will not allow looting. And we will make sure that the law is upheld.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. COVID cases across the country are continuing to rise. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Center for Disease Control is sounding the alarm again. The agency claims COVID-19 cases are increasing in some sections of the United States and are warning things could get even worse in the coming months. They're asking folks in the hardest hit areas of the Northeast and Midwest to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.